If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Pain Train Pipe Bomb Productions. For those of you that have been listening to this show for a while, you all know who I am. But if you're new to Ringside Chaos, first of all, welcome. My name is Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas. And if you're new to the show, well, you better buckle up, because it's going to be a bumpy ride, because this pro wrestling podcast is sophisticated, it is very passionate, and it's about talking about pro wrestling in the most sophisticated, passionate, and educational way. So as I've said, you better buckle up. You better be ready. Anyway, you know, it's no coincidence that as soon as I release an episode talking about the rivalry between Drew McIntyre and CM Punk only intensifying even more, what happens as soon as the episode comes out? What happened on Monday Night Raw? Drew McIntyre quit the WWE. What does that mean? It means that the rivalry between CM Punk and Drew McIntyre only intensified yet again. As I said in the previous episode, this started out at the Royal Rumble. It intensified at WrestleMania. And then the night after WrestleMania, it intensified again. And then Clash at the Castle. And then at Monday Night Raw. Drew McIntyre, in his words, "I can't do this anymore. Screw this company. I quit." We all know it's just in storyline. We all know it. So what happens next in the storyline? I mean, CM Punk is still hurt, so Drew McIntyre just basically disappears for a while. CM Punk supposedly comes back and is cleared, and then he gets attacked by Drew McIntyre. That's the beauty of it. We don't know what's going to happen next. But the fact is, we are all so excited because the rivalry just continues to heat up and heat up and heat up. The storyline continues to get more and more interesting. And I stick to my guns when I say that this is going to culminate into a match at WrestleMania. And quite frankly, it should probably be in a Hell in a Cell match. After all they've gone through, you know, and I even predicted that the next thing, it's going to be at the Royal Rumble. You know, Wouldn't be surprised if Drew McIntyre is eliminated courtesy of CM Punk, or if somehow Drew McIntyre gains a little bit of revenge by costing CM Punk the win at the Royal Rumble. I mean, maybe it's only fair to say that. Maybe Drew McIntyre should screw CM Punk out of something. Because again, the rivalry needs to continue to build. And there's a whole lot more. I really honestly feel like we've still seen nothing yet. And seeing Drew McIntyre cut that promo and then just quit the WWE. Of course, you know, even telling Triple H, I'm serious. Man. So, now, I guess it's obviously clear that, you know, we wondered, though, how Drew McIntyre's contractual status was with the company. I mean, we all know where he stands now with the company. He's not going anywhere. So in storyline, him quitting the WWE because, you know, obviously, you know, 2 years ago at Clash of the Castle, which was in Wales, you know, he challenged Roman Reigns for the championship and then got screwed out of that. And, you know, so basically, yeah. So I guess all these years of frustration for Drew McIntyre, he just can't take it anymore. And, you know, in storyline, he quits. So, man. So, you know, and honestly, I think, you know, one of the biggest things from Monday Night Raw is, you know, Chad Gable got what he deserved, you know, Uncle Howdy, you know, making his return. I mean, I just love that they're really continuing the legacy of the late, great Bray Wyatt, you know, Wyndham Rotunda, a.k.a. Bray Wyatt, a.k.a. The Fiend. And we all know that's Nikki Cross. And I know for a fact that part of that group, Eric Rowan, is one of them. I know which one, but I don't know the name. And we've all known for a while that Uncle Howdy is none other than the one and the only Bo Dallas, Taylor Rotunda, Bo Dallas, Bray Wyatt's younger brother. It's good to see. As I said, the legacy is continuing, and WWE is really finally building it, and they're doing it well. And of course, Seth Rollins versus Damian Priest for the championship at Money in the Bank. Obviously, we know how that's going to turn out because, as I said, Gunther is going to become the champion at SummerSlam. So, man. Money, yeah, so WWE is becoming better and better and better. But again, y'all know my status as a wrestling fan, so I want all the companies to be exciting. So, anyway, I'm trying not to make this episode way too short. So, any possible theories about what's next for the Drew McIntyre and CM Punk rivalry? I mean, I don't know, because obviously with Drew McIntyre, you know, leaving the company, I'd imagine what's going to happen next is maybe CM Punk, you know, cuts a promo and whatnot. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, a lot of things can come out of the whole situation. So, you know, and I always say that the fact that we don't even know what to expect next, I mean, you know, that's what we always suggest, that this is just what's good about the rivalry. So, you know, I just love how all these news sources, you know, even say how he quit, you know, the WWE. But we all know it's all part of the storyline. It's all, you know, it's all work. So, man. you know, obviously for Drew McIntyre losing the title just minutes after he won it at WrestleMania when Damian Priest cashed it in on him. Man. Man, oh man, oh man. You know, obviously, you know, when he goes in the back, you know, first Adam Pearce, the Raw general manager, tries to talk some sense into Drew McIntyre, but Drew McIntyre is not having any of it, and he even goes to Triple H, and man, mentions that, you know, that everyone's to blame for this, so Triple H, you know, was left absolutely speechless. So, man. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Huh. So, like I said, so moving forward, so while I'm not sure exactly what to expect, well, again, that's just the beauty of it. So, and imagine, like I said, next, obviously, Drew McIntyre. Well, and imagine maybe a couple of posts on social media. I mean, I don't know, but I would imagine CM Punk's gonna have something to say about it. Wouldn't be surprised if CM Punk trolled Drew McIntyre in the next promo. Basically said, you know, this is what he had to do. He had to quit because he can't, like that. You know, he could basically, you know, because, you know, and of course, you know, CM Punk could say, you know, Drew McIntyre is the one who started all this. And he obviously couldn't. He couldn't take it. You couldn't even take a sip of his own medicine. So, but again, you know, obviously, creative is going to have to find a way to take things to the next level. And I know, and there's no doubt that they will. So, you know. So as I said, next, I expect CM Punk to cut a promo. Drew McIntyre will probably just be away for a little bit, and you know, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Now, CM Punk's been out for about, you know, 6 months now, so I imagine maybe a couple more months. So, you know, maybe around the time SummerSlam, CM Punk could come back. So maybe I would say maybe the night after SummerSlam, CM Punk announces that he's cleared. And then all of a sudden, you know, Drew McIntyre comes out of nowhere, you know, and attacks him. So I don't know. So I think for a little bit, you know, like I said, this whole situation is just so mind-boggling. But you know, part of me said that, you know, maybe I should have done the episode about the rivalry heating up, you know, after Monday Night Raw. I'll probably be doing it right now, but this show needs some fresh content consistently. So, you know what? Why, you know, if I didn't mention, if this part wasn't in the previous episode, just make an episode out of this one, you know, make a new one. So, it's kind of my thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you listening, let me know what you think. You all follow me on Twitter, at BearmanOfTexas. It's just TX, don't need to spell it out. If you're watching on YouTube, let me know in the comment section. If you're listening through Spotify on your phone, you can actually leave comments as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to know your thoughts of this rivalry and where do things go moving forward now that Drew McIntyre has quit the WWE. What do you expect is going to happen next? You know, I'm all ears. Let me know what you think about this rivalry and where it's going moving forward. I'm always curious to know what a fellow educated pro wrestling fan has to say. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, you can find Ringside Chaos wherever you get your podcasts. So please hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to be missing out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank you very much. Have a good one, and God bless.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Marino was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Marino was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Marino believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Marino take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.